everyone. Welcome to another episode of Two Talking Nerds. My name is Tyler.
I'm Mike.
So what's going on, Mike?
Another day, another dollar.
Yeah, all right. It's good. That's, we both worked today, and here we are. So it's been just shy of a month, I think, since we recorded our last episode. We did a collaboration with the guys from the Game Force 5. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that episode. We had a lot of fun.
That was a blast.
Yeah, that was very enjoyable doing it. It's one of those ones where
Yeah,
it was a very long episode. 2 hours and 7 minutes that one came in at.
Suck on that, Michael Bay.
That was a monster. So, but that was one of those ones as we were recording it. It was nonstop laughs while we were recording. And then as I'm editing it, listening back, like I'm laughing while I'm editing, trying to actually, you know, piece something coherent together. So we had a whole lot of fun with that. And with that in mind, we are doing it again. We are planning on making that a regular thing. So we're actually getting together with those guys later this week. We are going to get together again with the Game Force 5. At least two, maybe three of them. Nick and Dane will be here with us again for sure. Possibly Luke. We'll see how that pans out. But in the meantime, we are going to have a little episode. Just me and Mike again, the two nerds
here. Mike and
here. I. Mike and I. All right, fine. Mike and Ike.
Yeah, or that.
I'd like Mike and Ike.
I haven't had those for a while.
I had some like last week. I was at Walmart and I stocked up. They had like a 99-cent candy bin with like the big movie theater box size.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so I stocked up and they had a couple Mike and Ikes in there because I was going to throw on some Big Hero 6 for the kids. And
That won an Oscar.
Did it?
Yeah, it won Best Animated Picture.
I can see that. I haven't seen the movie yet.
I haven't seen it.
I've got it. I have it at home and my kids have watched it a few times and I've not. We were actually going to sit down and watch it one night and I was on call for work and I ended up sitting in my office for the evening.
Ugh. So, on call sucks.
It does.
I'm on call for my job and I hate it.
Yeah, I've been on call for one specific customer with my work for the better part of the last 3 years. So that's not a whole lot of fun, but
pays the bills.
It pays the bills. So we are going to do a little bit shorter episode right now, and we kind of talked with Nick and Dane last time that we're going to do kind of shorter mini episodes in between collaborations with those guys. And so we're going to have probably a longer episode coming up this weekend, and we're looking at like the half hour-ish mark for these in-between episodes. So got a few things we want to talk about here today, some comics, some games, a little bit of movie news, as well as some trailers that we want to talk about, and we're going to have a forthcoming episode with that as well. So, Mike, you had a comic book that you had read. It's actually an older arc that you checked out and that you wanted to talk about a little bit, as well as some games that I want to cover. So let's hear about this book.
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit and I burped. Kind of swallow that back down. Oh. I don't know why I'm reaching for the book. There's no camera.
Well, that's all right. Inspiration in your hand.
Yeah, yeah. No, I read Wolverine, Old Man Logan. I'm so far behind in my comics just because I don't even know where to start anymore because there's so many different arcs and, you know, you don't want to get in the middle of an arc, but if you start a new one,
if you come in the middle of something, you're lost.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Yep.
So I was with a friend of mine. We were playing some video games, and he's a big comic book guy. And so he handed me the paperback of Old Man Logan. He goes, check this out. I was never a really huge reader of Wolverine books or anything like that. Even X-Men, I'd never really.
And Mike had a stroke.
I have quite a bit of X-Men books. I just never really read them. So I was a little hesitant on checking it out, but he said it was a really good read. So I started it and I couldn't put it down. It was fantastic.
Yeah, I'm looking at the cover of it right now, the trade paperback, Wolverine, Old Man Logan. I might have had a stroke.
Yeah, yeah, you had a mini one.
Mark Miller, Steve McNiven are the two artists on that book. So, and I like their work. So,
yeah. But the artist is fantastic in the book. It's Wolverine as an old man. It's an apocalyptic era. All the superheroes are pretty much dead or on the run or underground. And the United States is pretty much built into or separated by different territories. And where Logan is at is controlled by the Hulks. So the, you know, Bruce Banner and his cousin and, you know, other, and they pretty much inbreed kind of thing. It's kind of messed up. they're no longer good guys. I mean, they're very violent landlords, pretty much. And Logan is married. He has a couple kids, and he's given up his way of violence. He hasn't drawn his claws in you know, years. You know, I'm not gonna give a whole lot away with the book, but something happens, and he gets teamed up with Hawkeye, and they have to go on this kind of a little bit of a trek. And it's just really cool to see how the villains have taken over everything, how the heroes of what's left of them, how they're reacting to all this. A lot of them don't want to fight anymore because there's just no one to help out. You know, everybody's dead.
Sure.
But it was a really good book. It was a fast read. It's a long book, but everything, you know, you're reading it and it's, you know, time just flies right by, which is, I love that with a book.
Right. If you get a good book, a good arc, it goes so quickly when you're reading.
And you know, there's times in the book where you think, God, Wolverine is he's dead and gone. He's no longer this warrior or anything like that. But that all changes.
Right.
And he goes he goes berserk a few times, and it's just really interesting read. I highly recommend it. Like I said, I'm not going to go into a lot of detail because I don't want to spoil it. Because it is a really very interesting ending to everything that happens. So I would highly recommend checking that out. And the art is fantastic, which can either make or break a book.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just double checking to make sure that I had my facts correct. But yeah, Mark Miller and Steve McNiven, probably one of their more popular works was Civil War. They did Civil War 1-7.
Civil War that happened before, and then did they revamp it and bring it back, or is it
the one that I'm referring to? Civil War was in, let's see, yeah, 06 is when that came out, and basically they passed the superhero registration.
Yeah, Tony Hawk or Hawk. There it goes again.
Nintendo 64, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, best skating game ever.
That was a fun game.
It was
the first
great
one.
Yeah. It was amazing.
And then it went
on.
Best
soundtrack.
Oh, it was epic.
I fell in love with the band Goldfinger because of that that game. The song Superman is, it's one of my all-time favorites. Yes, Tony Stark. Yes, he is a strong proponent of...
And Steve Rogers are
And Steve Rogers is very much against the Superhero Registration Act. So, very cool arc. That was really good. And it had so many different spinoffs, and it went so many different directions, but I enjoyed that a lot. So yeah, I like Mark Miller, Steve McNiven. They do a lot of good work. So Old Man Logan, check it out.
Yeah. It's a fun read. I always recommend that if you're going to buy a comic and you want the trade backs, like the first issue, first editions or whatever, you know, definitely buy those, store those away and forget about them, and then go buy the trade back.
Right.
Or the digital copies. I mean, it gets a little expensive, but you'd be amazed on how much damage looking at your books can cause. I mean, your oils from your skin, the sunlight, dust. I mean, if you're in this to be a real collector, you're going to have to drop some money and buy duplicates.
Right. Every issue you buy two, bag and board it. Double play in Mankato, Minnesota here, the shop that, you know, if I buy books locally, or if I'm buying them physical copies, an extra 25 cents, I believe, to bag and board a book.
Oh yeah, it's super cheap. And if you buy your bags and boards in bulk like I do, I can get 100. I think it's 100 bags, 100 boards for I think $10. It's super cheap, and I mean you're saving that investment, even though comics aren't worth diddly squat like they used to be, but it's still you never know what might happen.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, your local comics and collectible shop, they'll bag and board them for you for next to nothing. If you do order them online, the site that I use a lot is tfaw.com, Things From Another World. If you want any book, they've got it. It's really good, and same type of deal. They bag and board for, I believe it's also a quarter. It's almost nothing. So you're silly if you don't get your books bagged and boarded.
Oh, you're just asking for issues.
Right.
I was bad, and I didn't do that when I first started collecting, and I kept rereading my books, and I really wish I would have done that. My books are still in good condition, but nowhere near to what they could have been.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you couldn't resell them for
no
for any sort of value.
No. And I, you know, go buy a, like, I have two containers that are meant for comic books, and you can, again, you can find those for $5 in a hold, you know, 100 issues or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Yep. So cool. Yeah, it sounds like a good trade. I have to check that out. So moving on, the one thing I wanted to cover was some games. Speaking of comics and collectible shops, Marvel Dice Master is a game that I've been into lately, having a lot of fun with that. It's a blind grab. You're buying a pack for a buck. You got two cards, two dice in there, and it's completely random what you get. One that I've gotten into even more recently than that, though, it's called Star Realms. It actually started out as a Kickstarter project. It got the funding that it needed. You can get it on any platform, Android, iOS. You can get it on a PC. You can get it on Mac. You can actually play on your computer. It's very cool. It's free to download if you want to play just against regular AI. It's free. $5 unlocks all the campaigns, multiplayer, online. So it's a whole lot of fun.
Do they have the, and I hate it when apps do this, where you're playing and you only have so much energy and you have to wait for 24 hours, or you can buy it.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's nothing like that. It's the concept of this. It is a deck building game.
No in-app purchases.
Nope. The $5 except for the $5. To unlock the full mode, and that's it. There's no ads. There's no extra stuff. So, and $5 unlocks it for every platform. Very, very cheap investment for a whole lot of fun. And the basic breakdown of the game is, it's a one-on-one. It's a two-player game. You've got five cards out in the center of the table. That's your trade row. You have your starter cards, scouts, which give you gold, vipers, which give you an attack. Your goal is to buy cards off the trade row to strengthen up your hand. Each player starts with 50 authority. You can call them hit points if you want. That's what they are. Your goal is to knock the player down to zero. Then you can put different bases and outposts in play that give you bonuses and defense and... Very straightforward, and I've recently picked up the physical card version of it. So I picked that up and played that with a buddy of mine for several hours yesterday. And it's got a couple of expansions with that. I think it's like $13-14 on Amazon. So I picked it up on Amazon.
No one does eBay anymore.
Yeah. Every once in a while I find stuff on eBay.
But yeah.
If there's something I'm looking for, I'll usually check eBay to price it out and kind of get an idea, but...
I haven't used it in years.
Yeah.
Amazon is where I go usually.
Right, Amazon. Get Amazon Prime, you get 2-day shipping. It's great.
Yep.
That's the way I do it. But that's where I got this from. So, yeah, Star Realms is a very fun game. Check it out. You can pick it up at some of your comics and collectible shops, not all of them. It's not a very widely known product, so you might have difficulty finding it, but check your shop. If you can get it there, pick it up. You'll enjoy it. There's four different expansion packs that you can get for it. There is there's events, heroes, fleets, and bases and battleships are the different packs that you can get, and each one adds 12 cards to the base game. So check it out. It's a whole lot of fun. That's all I got for games. Yeah. Pretty short and sweet.
Yeah, I like video games or anything like that. There really hasn't been a whole lot I played. That's new anyways. I just got done with Second Son, Infamous 3. Yeah, I think it's the third one.
I believe so.
Fantastic game.
I've not played any of them, but I've seen like a lot of playthroughs. They look great.
Very, very well done. Especially with the PS4 crossover. I've heard other reports that, you know, that it wasn't worthy of the next gen. The graphics weren't that great. I thought it was phenomenal. It's an open world game with special powers and whatnot. And usually I get kind of bored with those pretty fast just because there's just too much stuff to do. I don't know where to go or, you know, what to do next. It's just,
yeah,
it's overwhelming.
The open world can be a difficult concept because a game developer has to do it well.
Yep.
Because if you've got an open world, it can come back to bite you, because linear gameplay obviously keeps a player focused. But if it's open world, that player has a lot of freedom, but they might not also ever follow the game. So depending
on
how
where to go.
Right. So yeah. Depending on how it's done, open world can it can be a two-edged sword. It can either work very well, or it can kind of lend itself towards trouble.
Yep. Like Shadow of Mordor is a perfect example. I bought that one when that came out. Really liked it. It's a fantastic game. The graphics are amazing. The sound is fantastic. But my gripe is that I just don't know what to do. It's there's just so many different side missions. There's just so many other different things going on all at once, and I can't tell if I'm following the story mode or if I'm doing a side mission sometimes. And so it really, I really haven't played it a whole lot because I've been so overwhelmed that I'm not sure if I'm completing the game or if I'm just doing some stupid side mission.
Right. And that's actually kind of where I think the open world, you know, kind of model of games like that comes in very well for the achievements afterwards. I think, like, if you follow some of the linear gameplay of it, and then you go through the game,
mm-hmm.
but then you can come back and you can do all the open world, all the side missions and all of that, and all the achievements and points there, I think they shine in that aspect. I'm conflicted as to how I feel about them with, you know, in the general gameplay.
Yeah, it's all up to the game developer if they do it right. Like GTA, I mean, that's a perfect example. They do most of the time very well with making sure that you know what the mission is and what the side missions are. Arkham Knight, when that comes out in June, which is why I got the PS4. It's a total open world. So I'm a little scared that they're going to have too much stuff like they did with Arkham City, where there was just so much stuff to get.
Yeah,
it
was Arkham City was a ton of fun.
Oh, it was a
blast.
But
it was, yeah.
But that's like Arkham Asylum, I got 100%. I found everything. I got everything solved, all the riddles, trophies, and all that.
Right.
Arkham City, I am not even close. There's just some of them is just too
and
freaking
I've never,
hard.
I guess I never actually finished Arkham City, so.
Oh, fantastic ending. Oh, God,
that's what I've heard.
Ending.
I've heard the ending is nuts.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, there's so much when I would play Arkham City, there's so much to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'd sit and I'd play for 4 hours and then realize, you know what? I haven't done any of the actual gameplay, any of the actual mission. I've just been screwing around with side missions.
Yeah.
I've been chasing Zaz all around the city for 4 hours. So
that's pretty much how it is, too.
Right. But yeah, between that and the augmented reality missions and all of that, and you know, trying to get the containers and blow them up, and the Titan containers, yeah,
there's a lot of stuff. So as long as they can guide, you know, not necessarily guide you, but make sure you're aware of what the real mission is, and if they can have it so that, you know, if you complete the game, you can still do every single side mission. Where in Arkham City, you had to do them in a certain order. Otherwise, if you completed the game, you weren't going to do the side missions.
Like, you can't come back.
Yep.
Okay.
Some side
See,
missions you
I
could,
like
some,
that.
You, some you can't.
I like where side missions are just that. They are side missions. They're mm-hmm. not vital to the actual gameplay.
Yep.
And that you can play through the game, and you can still come back later, and you can still go through and do whatever you want.
The best side missions are where they give you, like, a cool little Easter egg. That's perfect.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yep. So, all right. Well, all right. We also wanted to talk a little bit about some news in upcoming movies. One
a lot
big
of
one,
big stuff.
Yeah. There's a lot of big things coming up. Captain America Civil War.
Oh.
Fairly significant announcement with that this
Huge.
Past week or so.
I'm sure everybody knows about it.
Yeah.
If they don't, you need the internet.
Right. You need to get you some internet. So, yes, Spider-Man. That's going to be very cool. Spider-Man will appear in Captain America Civil War.
They don't know how much yet. They haven't given anything away. I don't think it's going to be very big, his involvement, because they are also going to, again, reboot the franchise once more. Andrew Garfield got fired.
Correct. And they're who is
they've thought about having Donald Glover be Spider-Man, but he's too old. They want to do a high school version this time, more of an Ultimate Spider-Man. So they're actually kind of going towards possibly an African-American character this time.
See, and that's the thing. I really like Donald Glover, so I would actually be just fine with that. I like him.
Too old. Way too old. I mean,
I don't know.
They were pushing with Tobey Maguire. He was in his 30s.
Yeah, Tobey Maguire did not fit in for Andrew Garfield.
He was in his 20s playing a kid who was still in high school. Amazing Spider-Man 2, he finally graduated from high school. So that was pushing a little bit. But they're really wanted to go for a very young Spider-Man this time. I actually kind of liked Andrew Garfield. I didn't think he was that bad.
No, I didn't mind him at all.
I don't know why he got fired. I tried to look up some stuff, but I
couldn't. Because he let Emma Stone die?
Maybe. That was pretty harsh. That scene was incredibly well done, I thought.
That scene in Amazing Spider-Man 2 was fantastic.
Yeah, I got a little teary-eyed.
I did. Because the whole time you're just like,
you know what's going to happen.
Oh, no. I didn't know she died.
Oh, you didn't?
No, it's like the whole time I'm like, he's going to catch her.
I knew it. Once I saw the clock tower.
And then literally, like, it's like, oh, going to catch. Ooh, never mind.
Yeah. Well, he caught her.
Right.
Kind of.
Like, caught her just in time to bounce her head off the
concrete floor. Caught her as well.
Right. Caught her just in time to bounce her head off of the concrete.
But yeah, that scene was done perfectly, I thought. And so I enjoyed him as the web slinger. But when they do this reboot, if they do the origin story all over again, I'm out. I don't care how good the movie is. I'm so sick and tired of the origin story. We know all about it. They just need to go into the movie. Here he has his powers the first 5 minutes. If they want to do like a little backstory, like narration, I'm fine with that. But we don't need an hour and a half of the origin. They set up Amazing Spider-Man 2 so well for another sequel. And it was already planned that they were going to come out with two more movies. And then something happened.
Right.
Where, I don't know if Garfield said something or what happened, but he got fired from his contract. So I don't know where that leaves everything that happened in Amazing Spider-Man 2, if they're going to just say it never happened.
Yeah.
Or what, because, I mean, it's the Sinister Six was ready to go.
Right.
And they are coming out with the Sinister Six movie.
There is a Sinister Six movie.
And Venom, which I'm pumped for.
Yes.
I can't wait.
Venom will be cool. Civil War, that's going to be in May 2016. And they've said that the Spider-Man movie is going to be in 2017. So next May 2016 is where we will see Spider-Man. So that's kind of cool.
But again, he won't have a big part.
No, and especially this late in the game where it's just over a year before that movie comes out. I have to imagine they're already shooting.
Yep, they started shooting, what was that? I want to say just a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
If I remember right, it's
so I guess it's still fresh. Potential that he could have a decent sized role, but I don't think he will.
No, but
I can't see them stealing anything away from the Captain America story.
Yeah, but it's nice that Sony is letting Marvel have this. Well, not have, they're sharing the character,
right?
Which, you know, this might lead into something where, well, we can get some X-Men in there, maybe into the Marvel universe finally.
Yeah.
I know Hugh Jackman has been saying he wants to play Wolverine until he dies. Hugh Jackman, I never really cared for as Wolverine that much. He did okay. I know.
What?
I
love Hugh Jackman as Wolverine.
I enjoyed it, but
I hated Hugh Jackman in The Wolverine.
Yeah. And he
terrible movie.
He did okay in Days of Future Past.
I love Days of Future Past.
I love the movie. I'm just tired of Hugh Jackman, I think.
What about Les Miserables?
Are you serious? Are you asking me? Is that a legit question?
Or? I was just throwing that out there.
Might as well throw in Gerald Butler in Phantom of the Opera.
He wasn't in Phantom of the
Opera.
Yeah,
he was.
Gerard Butler?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah.
Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah.
Gerard Butler.
We are looking this IMDb. Up right now.
We've got internet here. This is...
Oh, no. I got it on my phone.
Well, yeah. I've got internet right here.
That's my internet, son.
Well, that's also
2004. Gerald Butler. Right there.
Who was he in Phantom of the Opera?
He was the Phantom.
Oh,
son.
That's right.
Come on now. Trying to tell me no.
That's true. I forgot about that. All right. Yeah, he was the Phantom. I was thinking
I'm wrong
of,
sometimes on movies, but it's not very often.
That happens. Yeah, in 2000. Okay, he was the Phantom.
Of the Opera.
The Phantom of the Opera. Who played? Oh, now I've got to know who it was. It was not.
Well, Joe Schumacher Patrick directed Wilson. That.
Yeah, I know. Like he did something that I liked.
Wow.
Yeah, Patrick Wilson was Raoul.
I love Patrick Wilson. He is a fantastic actor,
and I love Emmy Rossum too. She's very cool.
I don't. What else has she been in?
She played Christine in Phantom of the Opera. The Day After Tomorrow.
And oh yeah. She was the love interest mm-hmm. of Jake
Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, yep. Can't even pronounce his name.
Yep. She's also on
spell it.
Shameless. I think that's a Showtime series, and
it's supposed to be really good.
Fourth, fifth season, I think.
I think it's the last one. I think
is it a final season?
I think so. Okay. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. It's supposed to be a really good show.
Yeah. Well, she's in it.
And so is William H. Macy.
William H. Macy. I like William H. Macy a lot.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He's very cool. So, okay. All right. Yeah, you got me. It was Gerard Butler as the Phantom.
Yep.
I must have.
I don't know. Where
I must have stroked out a little bit, too.
How do we get on that?
I asked about Les Miserables.
Oh, yeah. Hugh Jackman. I wasn't a huge fan of him as Wolverine.
Yeah.
He did okay. I mean, I'm not saying that
Les Miserables?
Can't think. No.
He did, actually. I kind of liked
him. I'm sure he did. I'm proud of him.
Have you seen it?
No.
It's actually pretty good.
It's a musical.
It is.
Ick.
Well.
I have standards.
Look, you need to get in touch with your feminine side, Mike.
I do, once a month.
I talked to...
Might have to cut that one out. That's staying in.
I talked with your feminine side a minute ago, and it wants you to watch Les Miserables.
Well, it needs to go do the dishes and be quiet.
and there goes our pattern of alienating our women listeners has continued.
Yeah. Good. If you weren't offended from Sunday, you will be now. Or last time we were with Game Force 5.
Oh, well, there
that,
we have.
That was funny.
Yeah, Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. I like him a lot.
Yeah, I mean, he does a good job. I think the main reason why I didn't like him was because the Wolverine sucked so much.
Terrible movie.
And I really shouldn't blame him on that. It's the director.
Yep.
So, I mean, maybe, you know, if the next time he does play Wolverine, hopefully they do a little bit better job and he can actually rock it the way he... Because in X-Men 2, fantastic.
Oh,
he went berserk and all that.
Yep.
That was done very well. And he just hasn't had a chance to do that yet, like ever since.
Yeah, and I loved him in Days of Future Past,
and
too.
And I swear to God, if they stick with the bone claws, I will murder somebody.
Give him his adamantium.
Yes, that's why he's... The Wolverine.
Right.
He can't be broken.
Yep. So, all right. Oh, we'll see what happens. But I'm pretty excited to hear that Spider-Man is finally going to debut into the rest of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So that'll be
very
cool and only a little over a year away.
Yeah. Hopefully the other people, you know, the other companies will see how well this can work and we can actually start sharing. I mean, why keep the rights away from somebody like that?
Right.
You know, It's a Marvel character. Give it back or share it like what Sony's doing.
Right.
Share the love. It just makes sense.
Right. I think it'll turn out very well. A lot of very cool movies coming up in the Marvel Universe. I'm really excited for.
I'm excited. I'm scared.
Age of Ultron and Ant-Man and Civil War. Yeah, this is going to be. Oh, I'm excited for Ant-Man.
Ugh.
I think Ant-Man's going to be cool.
I'm not excited. I'm going to watch it. They're going to get my money. But after seeing
absolutely.
After seeing the trailer, and you really can't judge a movie by the trailer, but I'm gonna.
But you're going to.
Because I'm an American.
Right. It's my right.
And the trailer just sucked, and I don't like that it's not Hank Pym.
Right.
That bugs me.
I would prefer a Hank Pym than Scott
but,
Lang.
You but, you know, maybe they'll be able to explain it better in the movie itself, why they're doing it the way they are.
Yeah, maybe there's a reason why Martin Sheen is playing Hank Pym instead of...
Martin Sheen.
Or not Martin Sheen.
Michael Douglas.
Michael
son.
Douglas.
Come on now.
Martin Sheen. Martin Short?
Martin Short. Is he still alive?
I don't know. Now I'm going to feel bad if he's not.
I won't.
All right. Michael Douglas as Hank Pym and Paul Rudd, obviously, as Scott Lang. So I'm excited for
Ant-Man. Like Paul Rudd as an actor, so I think he'll do a good job.
Yep.
I just hope that, I don't know.
Well, he always is weird. He plays the same character. He's always kind of that goofy.
Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
Plays the same character.
Right. Oftentimes in movies together.
Yes.
So, but I don't know. We'll see. I'm excited for it. I'm looking forward to Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Not nearly as much so as Age of Ultron.
Oh, God, no.
Yes.
Give me some of that.
Age of Ultron, I'm excited for.
Yep.
And we're going to see Spider-Man, so that's going to be cool.
Yeah. It should be very interesting. It's going to be a fun time. I'm a little nervous that it might be oversaturated, but you know what? It could be a lot worse.
Take my money.
We could have the 1980s version of Captain America all over again.
We could have the 1996 version of Fantastic Four.
Oh.
Or what was it? 96? 94.
94.
94.
Have you seen it?
I have it. I started watching it. I can watch it in bits and pieces. I almost can't make it through.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's so bad. I need to just sit down and just like power through it one of these nights, but I can only watch it in small doses. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Speaking of Fantastic Four.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And we're wanting to wrap this one up here pretty quick. And so we only want to touch on it just briefly. We do want to have an upcoming episode of us, just two talking nerds, devoted to the trailers.
There's a lot of this year.
Yeah. Of it's the Marvel insane. And DC universe, both of what we have coming up in the next couple of years.
And the other, you know, it doesn't have to be just Marvel and DC, right. But, you know, Terminator and, you know, all the other big
Genesis
blockbusters that are coming.
Genesis is this, I want to say Terminator 5 Genesis, I want to say this July.
Really?
Or this June, July?
Oh, I didn't think it was that soon.
But, yeah, it'll be coming out soon. Yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to that episode. That'll be a whole lot of fun. We'll catch up on some trailers and we'll talk about that. And we'll talk even on this subject a little bit more, hopefully, with Game Force 5 this coming weekend. But the Fantastic Four trailer debuted just recently.
Very quick trailer.
Yep. How do you feel about the trailer?
I was not impressed. No. Honestly, I could give a rat's butt about Fantastic Four.
That's kind of
You know, the first two movies were fun to watch, but they sucked.
Yep.
I thought. Especially the second one.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you do that to Galactus, the most powerful being, and you only show him as a shadow?
Right.
Very disappointing.
Yep.
But the new trailer, I think it has some potential. It looks like they're going more of the Ultimate Universe. So I don't know. This trailer really didn't show a whole lot. I was a little disappointed. I was hoping to see some special effects, maybe, you know, see the thing, but you only saw a shadow.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't know. It was kind of a weird trailer.
Yeah. I was not overly impressed with it as well. Yeah. Kind of.
Yeah.
I was with trailers, and we talked about it a little bit with the Star Wars trailer that came out just a while back. Mm-hmm. As far as trailers go, it was not fantastic.
No.
It was good. It was a good trailer, but it, for me, it accomplished its purpose. It was a teaser trailer, and it got me psyched.
It showed you just enough.
It got me very excited for Episode 7. This one didn't do it for me, for Fantastic Four. It was just...
looked like I was going to watch like a chick drama.
Right.
50 Shades of Mr. Fantastic.
Right. I was like, I was waiting for Kristen Stewart to pop out, and so... You know, it's just, I wasn't 100% certain.
I didn't know where they were going with it.
No.
There's trailers, it seems like they either show too much, and like, well, I just watched the movie, or sometimes they don't show enough. But
yeah, I dislike it when you go into a movie and everything that you saw in the trailer, like those were the only parts of the movie that were important.
Yeah, yeah. Or
put in a different order with a little bit of dialogue in the middle.
Or they didn't even put it in the movie at all.
That's also a problem.
But, yeah, we can get in that later. But sure. I'm hoping they come up with a better trailer. I know this was kind of a teaser.
Oh,
it was a long teaser.
Will there will be, you know, more trailers in the coming months.
I'm just very interested on how they're going to take the characters. If they're going to go all full bore, this is going to be the Ultimate Universe. Or, you know, what they're going to do. Because there's no plot details whatsoever. It's very hush-hush.
yeah, I, and again, it's going to get my money.
Oh, yeah, but I'm not going to go to it.
I'm not super excited about it at this point in time. So we'll see what happens with that. And as mentioned, we are, we're going to wrap this one up here momentarily, but wanted to touch on that a little bit. And we'll try to, if we can coerce the Game Force 5 into a little bit more discussion on this, we'll work on that this weekend.
I'm sure I could get heated.
We can talk about things, and we will have, hopefully coming up our next episode, just us two independently, will be devoted more towards trailers, and we will kind of try to do a special episode for that. So that's it. I think that's going to wrap up this episode of Two Talking Nerds. Want to thank you all again for listening, for checking us out online. Check us out on facebook.com/twotalkingnerds, Twitter at @twotalkingnerds. Subscribe.
We should probably update that.
I know it. And like every episode, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to update Twitter a little bit. And I just.
And don't. I've been bad with Facebook. I haven't updated that for a while.
Yeah, it's been. I don't know if I've posted anything much since the last.
I think the last thing I posted was probably the Fantastic Four trailer, I think.
Yeah.
It's just been a while. Been so busy and kind of forget about it.
So we'll work on that, but check us out, and that'll actually help with that. I mean, if there's more interaction, if there's more dialogue from you guys, that will prompt more discussion. So get in there, check it out. And so Facebook, Twitter, podomatic.com/twotalkingnerds if you want to download it directly from the feed. That may possibly be changing in the coming months. We've actually talked about doing some web hosting a little bit, getting a twotalkingnerds.com set up. So
it's getting real up in here.
Oh yeah. So we might get that set up, and we're actually going to talk about that probably a little bit with the Game Force 5 this weekend. We've got a few ideas for things that we're batting back and forth, and more collaboration, and almost kind of intertwining the two podcasts a little bit, but still maintaining them as, their own entity. But we'll talk more about that later. So thank you guys very much for checking us out. Go check out your local comics and collectible shops. Do something fun. Read a book. Hug a nerd.
Kiss a nerd.
All right.
Yeah.
There's that, too.
Yeah.
So, and my kid wanted me to mention Despicable Me. So, Despicable Me.
It was a good flick.
Both of them were good.
I liked it. Yeah. It's so fluffy.
So,
That was my ringtone for a long time.
Throw that little plug in there for my kid, because my kid listens to the podcast. So, it's kind of fun when I'm walking through the house and all of a sudden I'm like, what is that? Oh, it's my kids got my podcast on their iPads.
Yeah, I told my kid about mine. He was like, oh, is it a video? I said, no, we're just talking kind of like on a radio. Oh.
Then he went back to his
Minecraft. YouTube. Yeah, went back to his YouTube videos.
Yep.
Oh, poor his old man.
Yeah, that happens. But yeah, check it out. And, also, Dylan. We didn't mention Dylan, so now Dylan's been mentioned. I know. I felt bad. Like, at the last thing, I'm like, we got to talk about Dylan.
Holy cow. That's a first. I didn't even bring him up at all.
I know.
I feel... It's been a while since we have had this, so I'm kind of out of the loop.
We got to...
My bad, Dylan. You suck. There we go.
He'll love that. I'll get a text from that later. All right. That's it, guys. Thank you guys for listening. We will be back very soon, as mentioned, here in about 5-6 days. We're going to record with Game Force 5 again, so I'm going to knock this one out and get it posted, hopefully in the next day or two. And we will be back soon. Once again, for Two Talking Nerds, thank you very much for listening. I am Tyler.
I'm Mike.
Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good one.
Peace.